Benito Bernita Hagoya.
On a recent morning at the Coconino County Health Department in Flagstaff, Matilda Perdue motions an elderly gentleman to her desk.
Benny, did he show the UK birth certificate?
I know everything.
Benny Badane is here seeking help applying for a delayed birth certificate. He's one of many Navajos Perdue has walked through this process in the last 8 years after she learned how difficult it can be.
A lot of these folks, I hear stories, they've done it, some of them 10 years, some 20 years, some 30 years, and have gotten nowhere.
For Badane to even have a chance of getting his birth certificate, he needs to prove that he was born in Arizona. And he says he was, in 1934, at home, far from any hospital.
From where I live, it's about 60 miles. Dirt road, no pave, but mostly wagon that takes days.
Badane has his Navajo census record, but that's just one document. Perdue says he needs many more.
He would need to provide 4, 5, maybe 6 documentation with the same name, the same date of birth, the same mother's name, and same father's name all across these documents.
And this is where confusion comes in, because first and last names were sometimes changed later. That's what happened to Badane when he joined the Army during the Korean War.
I went and changed my name, but the census office don't have that record.
Okay.
That's not right.
Without a birth certificate, people risk eligibility for many things, from retirement and disability benefits to medical care. That's why Perdue's guidance is so vital to people like Benny Badane. And her efforts inspired one Coconino County supervisor to offer this same service on the Navajo Nation, closer to home for many people seeking help.
Today is birth certificate day in Tuba City at the Coconino County District Office.
Lena Fowler is the only Navajo on the county's board. Her office is an old stone building about 80 miles from Flagstaff. Fowler invited Matilda Perdue here to do her county health work 2 days a month. And on those days, a line forms outside even before the office opens.
Hello, Anna. Yeah,
while Perdue meets with clients, Fowler walks around the crowded waiting room, making sure everyone is comfortable. She says one man told her he tried for 6 years to get his birth certificate.
He burnt all the papers that he had accumulated because he was just so frustrated. Then he recently received a letter saying if you don't show your birth certificate, it's going to jeopardize your retirement benefits. So he's been trying for 1 year now.
Fowler says she became so frustrated with stories like this that she finally contacted state officials about a year ago.
It took a while. Calls, emails, for the state to acknowledge that there was actually an issue that Native Americans were having a very difficult time obtaining their birth certificates.
The Navajo Nation stretches across 3 states, but only in Arizona are the rules so stringent for getting a delayed birth certificate, and they haven't been updated in 25 years. Arizona's Department of Health Director Will Humble says that may soon change in the form of a new policy statement.
The efforts that we're going through now would give the county health departments clear guidance about what kinds of tribal documents would get applicants delayed birth certificates. But right now, that guidance doesn't exist.
Humble says the new policy would drastically cut down the number of documents required and would apply to all 22 tribes in Arizona.
And what we hope this will do is make it a one-stop shop.
County Supervisor Lena Fowler says she's happy with the progress, but hopes for something permanent, a change to state regulations. And Fowler admits the issue is very personal for her. She grew up on the Navajo Nation near her current Tuba City office. Fowler drives us down a long, winding dirt road to her family's home, which sits between two mesas in the remote high desert.
We have several sheep corrals. There's one way out there on that hill. We have a horse corral, and then we have our shade house here.
Inside the main home, we meet Fowler's mother and sister. Fowler says she was the first in her family to be born in a hospital. That's why she has her birth certificate.
My older sisters, they do not have birth certificate. My mother doesn't have a birth certificate. My uncle, my aunts, they all don't have birth certificates.
Fowler's older sister, Elizabeth, says because she was born here at home, her only official proof of birth is with the Navajo Census Office. But Elizabeth says there was a mix-up when the family first registered her.
My Uncle Jimmy said that when they went to register me, they asked when my birth date was. And he figured they were asking for his birthday, so he said his birth date.
It wasn't until Elizabeth's first visit to a hospital that her father listed her actual birthday. She hopes that discrepancy won't work against her when she eventually applies for a delayed birth certificate.
I still want to try it when it becomes easier because I'm going to be applying for Social Security, and I'm sure with two different birth dates, they don't want me.
As we leave, Coconino County Supervisor Lena Fowler points to where her umbilical cord is buried. It's a Navajo tradition that connects her to home.
Mine is just buried right over there in the sheep corral, and all of my children's baby cords are here.
And as Fowler says, for her and her family, that's how they really know who they are and where they were born.
That is proof for us, and probably more important than a birth certificate, but to the state and the legal system, we need a birth certificate.
For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Aaron Granillo.